T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
94.7 WMAS. Dina McMahon here with you with the Kellogg crew. And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, let's kick things off now. Find out what's happening in Hollywood. Lady Gaga kicking off her tour in Germany this past weekend, and she didn't even know if she was going to be able to make this tour happen. And not in like an Adele kind of way where there was something wrong with the facility or just the scheduling or the lighting or whatever. It was because of her, because of her health. She said that she'd been suffering, you know, quite a bit lately because of her fibromyalgia, but she said she's more pain-free now than she has been in ages. She feels more clear, and being free of pain on stage is actually a real healing experience. She says, I'm able to dance and sing and enjoy the audience, enjoy the show, and really tell a story. So we're glad to hear that, and I'm sure her little monsters, her fans, are happy too. Now, even before she was a queen bee, Beyonce knew enough to stick up for herself, even in her early days when she was just a young up-and-coming artist. So she had some fame from Destiny's Child, but then she landed the role of Foxy Cleopatra in Austin Powers and Goldmember, movie from about 20 years ago. While makeup artist Kate Briscoe recently told Vulture about how Beyonce was not happy with the way she looked in a movie poster. Her complaint was, you made me too skinny, it's not me. And that was the first time a star had asked this particular producer to have her body look bigger. But he said to Beyonce, yes, I did, and it's going to cost thousands of dollars, but I'm going to fix it. See, that's why she's Queen Bee. Ivana Trump, Donald Trump's first wife, died from blunt impact injuries of torso. That is the report from the New York City Medical Examiner's office. She had been found Thursday afternoon at the bottom of the staircase of her Manhattan home, and they ruled it an accident as a result of the fall. A close friend of hers actually said that Ivana couldn't walk because of a hip issue, and she'd been struggling in the weeks before she died, but she had been spotted out to dinner the night before. Again, struggling, but still, you know, living her life to the fullest as best as she could. And Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston got hit hard playing softball. He was warming up for an all-star celebrity softball game with In the Heights actor Anthony Ramos, and Bryan was nailed in the shoulder by a line drive from Anthony. He just fell right down to his knees. Looked excruciating. He was down for a couple of minutes and said, it's definitely going to bruise, and admitted, I might be more of a cheerleader in this game. He did try to recover, maybe cried a little bit, we don't know, and he did end up playing in the actual game, but his team ended up losing. Oh, well, at least the effort was there, right? You had to get back out onto the field. You couldn't just stay there with an ice pack. That's the way it goes. That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. So we're going to do some dirt now, and that's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. You can join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. You get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's federally insured by the NCUA. So here we go. All right, so Britney Spears admits she was surprised that Selena Gomez, Drew Barrymore, and Paris Hilton all came to her wedding. I thought she invited them, but I don't know. Right. Maybe her team invited them. Maybe she invited them and just didn't think they were going to show up. Perhaps they forgot to RSVP. They're those people.
Did they check chicken or steak? We don't
know. That's why someone didn't get their steak.
Apparently not.
But she shared a picture of them from her wedding on Instagram. And actually, she was most impressed that it was Selena Gomez that came to her wedding. So she said some really special things about her and said she really appreciates all the mental health speeches she does for our generation. And then she said, "You're such a special person." So apparently, Selena really appreciated that sentiment, saying, "I'm special." Speechless, and said Britney was the most kind and beautiful soul. She's beyond lucky to know her. Wow. So, oh, so nice when they can all get along. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck did that quickie wedding in Vegas. And TMZ reports, though, that they're going to celebrate with a huge party in the next few weeks at a home that Ben owns in Georgia. I was surprised. I know it's her fourth marriage, quickie wedding and all, but there was all this talk about a big wedding. So you had to anticipate this was happening.
But a big party afterwards would be good, I think.
I think so, too. I think they need it. This house that they're doing the celebration at is on 87 acres. And Ben had actually tried selling it a few years ago before he pulled it off the market. So it's a good thing he held on to it, right?
Should I keep checking my mailbox for the invitation? Probably not.
Yeah, you do that, Brett.
<I'll just> keep checking.
You know what I find really cool, though, and interesting is that this place where they're going to have their reception is actually where they had planned to get married when they were first engaged 20 years ago.
Oh.
See, full circle.
Good choice. Yeah.
Taylor Swift has reached another YouTube milestone. The video for her 2014 song, Blank Space, just hit 3 billion views.
Wow.
It's her second video to hit 3 billion. The other one is Shake It Off.
Can she not do a bad song? I mean, every song is a big hit, big seller, big views on YouTube. And
there are certain people like that. There's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Kelly Clarkson.
Michael Jackson back in the day.
Michael Jackson, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's another one.
Yep, those are ones that I just feel like would never put out anything that's
Harry
just not
Styles.
A hit.
Another one,
Debatable.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, of course, Harry Styles.
Did you see Harry Styles on the Today Show?
Yeah, no, he's amazing.
The lines were around New York City.
Out of all the One Direction guys, he's probably found the most success.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's true.
Well, the Queen's Gambit star, Anya Taylor-Joy, is married now. She and her boyfriend, Malcolm McRae, got married in a courthouse wedding. Just a little something small, tied the knot here before she flew back to Australia to go back to filming the Mad Max Fury Road prequel, Furiosa. And Dr. Jen Armstrong confirmed, she was fired from Real Housewives of Orange County after she had announced her departure. So she had said she was leaving, but then there were the rumors that she was fired. And then she admitted that, yes, she was fired. But she's trying to put a little spin on it, saying, well, I'm more relieved. I mean, just coming back even in a friend role, it was going to be so much. And I just didn't think I could keep up with that. I mean, I work full time. I have three kids. I don't have a backup rich husband. So she said filming 5 days a week and working 5 days a week, it was just a lot.
But getting all that money, she's going to miss that?
She didn't mention that,
no.
But I do have a funny feeling that's where she's tucking tail and keeping quiet.
Probably.
And that's your Dirt at 740. There's going to be more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS. And time now for Dirt, which is brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. Okay, so let's get to some gossip. What's going on in Hollywood today? Tom Brady did an interview, and people are kind of having a hard time over what he had to say. He talked about the challenges of raising his kids with Gisele Bündchen, supermodel. And, there you go.
There. Now you can hear me.
And so he said, we have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive us to the airport if we need that. We get off a plane. There are people waiting there for us and get ushered in. That's my kids' reality, which is the hard part to say, guys, this is not the way reality really is. What can we do about that? Well, you could live a more humble lifestyle. Have them work with charities. Donate some of that money. Sell the private jet. I mean, there's a lot you could do. I mean, it seems like he's just asking a rhetorical question. But considering that he's got accumulated wealth somewhere north of $300 million, I am having a little bit of a hard time feeling for his parenting problems.
We should be so lucky and have those kind of problems, right?
I know. Just try to raise good kids. I guess that's the best we can ask of him and get them to understand that other people don't have money.
That's right.
Kylie Jenner, speaking of money, being blasted for taking a 17-minute ride on her private jet, totaling less than 40 miles. It's a trip that would have been a 45-minute drive.
Wow.
Okay, so she had to take the 17-minute flight.
Imagine the cost of fuel for that. I mean, just 17 minutes like that.
That's what people are trying to point out. Yeah. They're saying, you know, like some of these celebrities, they say, oh, we got to take care of the climate as they're boarding their jets.
Yeah.
So while the rest of us are using paper straws, which are like the most disgusting thing, but we're doing it for the environment, right? They're hopping on their jets. But, you know, it was bad enough she did it, but what made things worse is that she had to kind of post one of those braggadocious pictures where it was
like, look
her.
At me.
Yeah, basically. She posted a picture of her and her boyfriend, Travis Scott, and it had his jet and her jet in the picture, and the caption was, "You want to take mine or yours?" So, I mean, yeah, you don't have to brag about it. She's being called a climate criminal now.
That's a good term. I love that.
I like it.
Climate criminal.
The Weeknd has finally kicked off his After Hours Till Dawn world tour in Philadelphia. He made it up to one young boy who missed out when the original opening night in Toronto was canceled. They had an outage in the city, so it wasn't he canceled for any reason.
Wasn't his fault.
But there was this little kid, 6 years old, and a photo of him went viral because he was dressed up in the Weeknd's Blinding Lights outfit. And he was all excited to see, you know. So he was really upset. And there was this photo of him being super, super upset. And so the Weeknd caught wind of the photo. He asked his followers, help me track this kid down. And they did. So then he flew the little boy and his father out to Philly to see the show, gave them all access passes, got to meet with the kid. He signed the kid's jacket.
Wow.
So I think
he really is a nice
more
guy.
Than made up for it. Yeah, I like it when celebrities are like that. You know, they take notice and they understand what their fans go through just to see them. And everybody's been wondering who the new mystery woman is who Johnny Depp's been hanging around with lately.
Oh, there's a mystery woman, huh?
Yes. Fiery redhead. She's got long red hair. I thought it was Tiffany at first.
It sounds like it could be her with the red hair, right?
Yes. At first, I thought it was Tiffany. It is not. But she's been seen with Johnny Depp around, out and about. And it turns out she is his French teacher.
Oh.
So he's got this upcoming movie. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Jean de Berry. I don't know. It's French. I don't know French. So Johnny's going to be playing Louis XV, and this will be his first film in 3 years. And because he is playing somebody French, he has a French tutor to help him learn French.
Ah, that makes sense.
Which totally makes me wish I did not take Spanish in school. I could have been his French tutor. My opportunity. No, not we, just me.
Oh.
Oh, you mean we as in the French. Yeah. See, I told you I'm terrible at French.
I only had 1 year of French. So that's all I know is we.
And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.